Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Absolute smorgasbord of tasty morsels.
Hello, everybody. Happy Tuesday. This is the Rockin' the Suburbs podcast. My name is Patrick Foster. On behalf of Jim Linehan, I want to welcome you to today's episode of February 2024 New Music. Appreciate everybody who called in their picks, and as one of our callers today, Jason Goebel, says, there's really been an outstanding year so far for new music, so I'm glad that we are all sharing it with each other. Hope everybody got a chance to listen to yesterday's episode, which actually published on Sunday, so a little early preview of the 70s Bracket Madness Album Challenge, Bracket D, Region D preview, and coming up on Friday of this week, we're going to have the preview of the Sweet 16. That's right, folks, we're down to it. Just as the big basketball tournament is kicking off, who's excited? As you hear this on Tuesday, we'll be kicking into the first four games, and then the whole bunch of madness will come down on Thursday and Friday, some people's favorite 2 days of the sporting calendar. I want to tell you that we'll have 3 days of new music picks that will finish out our February 2024 week coming up for you, and then, as I mentioned, the Sweet 16 preview on Friday. So set your podcast calendars to enjoy all that good stuff. Now, I want to let everybody know that we've put a page up on our website. If you go to suburbspod.com/fest, F-E-S-T, you will see the details for Rockin' the Suburbs Fest Midwest 2024. The dates are official now. June 20 to 22nd in Rockford, Illinois. It's the one and only Suburbs Fest of 2024, so you're only going to be there. Live music, live band, karaoke, live podcast recording, beer, and good vibes. We'll be at the Pig's Minds Brewing Company in the Rockford suburb of McChesney Park, Illinois. And I think you're going to dig it. It's a cool place. And you can see the outline of what's going to happen out there. We're going to have a live podcast recording, a Hootenanny, the Hootenanny, live band karaoke, and a live music showcase. And there's also travel information, and we're working on a hotel info that will get up there soon. So please do your due diligence and make your plans to get out to Rockford, Illinois. With that bit of business out of the way, we're going to kick back into new music picks with a little song that goes something like this.
1, 2, Polizei, 3, 4, Offizier, 5, 6, Alte Hex, 7, 8, Harris King.
About Wofford College whilst watching baseball and enduring the withering disdain of his cat Dreyfus. The Braves are his team, and sometimes his new music picks are brave too.
Hello, this is Harris in South Carolina calling in for February new music. The first selection I have is the most recent released in the CAM live recordings. This one is Live in Paris 1973. And it's just listed tracks 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in the German. But if you go to track 5 and you start it at about 1 minute 30, you can hear Damo Suzuki start singing Vitamin C, and it's just wonderful. This is the first live series of these CAN series that have him on board, which is just great. And of course, he just passed away. There were many tributes from the Rockin' the Suburbs DJs, and this is another one that the community can enjoy. A tribute album. It's called Let's Go Dancing, Said the Firefly to the Hurricane, and it's the first in a series of tributes to Kevin Kinney. His wife put it together, and I think ultimately there are going to be 100 different songs, people doing Kevin Kinney and Driving and Crying songs. And the song off of this first one, which you can go to Bandcamp and find if you look up Tasty Goody Records, you can get the digital, and I'm choosing Alejandro Escovedo, song number 2, Another Scarlet Butterfly. You can also go to tastygoodyrecords.com and get the vinyl if you're interested in that, but it's really cool. The whole tribute, the first edition is great, and I look forward to all the other ones. Okay, thanks a lot. Keep rocking the suburbs.
Of an ironclad cocoon, bundle up in nonsense that the end is coming soon. But the prophets have all told him the judgment day will shine. But the caterpillar character will die without a life. The caterpillar character will die without a life. I said I have learned to live, not die. Come too late. The one's already done. Can't
and won't be changed. A futuristic healer will never feel the pain. No chance, no stance, no black, no white. No chance, no stance, no black, no white. I said I have learned to live, not die. And I have learned to laugh, not cry. Not fade away like a sudden whim. Another scarlet butterfly fades into the wind. A vicious scarlet butterfly spreading rules, spreading lies. No, never ever leaving home, spreading lies about the world.
Hey Pat Jim, interns, community, Jason Goble checking in. Hope all are doing well. 2024 continues to be just an outstanding year in music thus far. Just an absolute smorgasbord of tasty morsels, being entire albums or songs from upcoming releases. A number of choices that could be picked from the buffet, but decided to go with these two, and I'm going to focus on actually two songs from these artists that I'm going to mention. I would say that the entire albums are definitely worth a listen, including on the first one I'm going to talk about, which I think is an absolutely outstanding album, but going to focus on these two songs, which if you like, I suggest that you circle back and listen to the whole thing. My first pick is from an artist that's been mentioned a few times in the podcast in the past. It's Hooray for the Riff Raff. The album is The Past is Still Alive, which I think is, again, outstanding. But I'm going to focus on the song Snake Plant, which I think is the standout track on the album. Most times when I listen to music, it's the underlying tune or music behind it that draws me in. But this one, it was not only a great tune, but I love the lyrics. Just loads of great images in this song. That are living in my head, from the mango for the baby to the garbage island to the barrel of freaks. Listening to their song, absolutely love this one. It's my first pick, and again, listen to the entire album, but definitely listen to the song Snake Plant from Hooray for the Riff Raff.
And when it's time to eat it, they don't need-
My second pick, I'm going to go from the folksy, rootsy style of Hooray from the Riff Raff to something completely different. It's from an artist that I had no idea about going into this year, but came across this song, and it immediately caught my ear. The band is Ironically, I don't know how, but they found me. And the song is Gloomtown Brats from I don't know how, but they found me's album, Gloom Division. Gloomtown Brats is just a very slick, funky track. I love the bass line that kicks it off, and I love the vocals provided by the lead singer, who I think is really the person behind this band. Any event, as I said, if you like this, go back and listen to the whole album, but definitely listen to Gloomtown Brats in its entirety, which is my second pick for February new music. That's it. Once again, I hope all are doing well, and I will speak to you all later.
Wonderful, 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 wonderful.